Good Thursday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for joining me as we endeavor to start our morning together in God's Word. We'll get things rolling down the street the way that we should, just completely immersed in God's Word, and it's got to be a better day. Amen. Today we are in John chapter 11, beginning at verse 28. Today's reading concludes the story of the death and the raising of Lazarus. Jesus weeps when he arrives at the tomb. And after praying to the Father, Jesus calls Lazarus out of the tomb and instructs the onlookers to remove Lazarus's burial clothes. And lest we forget, God's guiding word for us as we continue in his word this week is love. So let's begin reading John chapter 11, beginning at verse 28. After Martha said this, she went back and called her sister Mary privately. "The teacher is here," she told her, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up and hurried out to meet him. Jesus had not yet arrived in the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. The people who were in the house with Mary, comforting her, followed her when they saw her get up and hurry out. They thought that she was going to the grave to weep there. Mary arrived where Jesus was, and as soon as she saw him, she fell at his feet. "Lord," she said, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And Jesus saw her weeping, and he saw how the people with her were weeping also, and his heart was touched, and he was greatly moved. "Where have you buried him?" he asked them. "Come and see, Lord," they answered. Jesus wept. "See how much he loved him," the people said. But some of them said, "He gave sight to the blind man, didn't he? Could he not have kept Lazarus from dying?" Deeply moved once more, Jesus went to the tomb, which was a cave with a stone placed at the entrance. "Take the stone away," Jesus ordered. Martha, the dead man's sister, answered, "Oh, it's gonna smell bad, Lord. He's been buried for 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?" He took the stone away. Jesus looked up and said, "I thank you, Father, that you listen to me. I know that you always listen to me, but I say this for the sake of the people here, so that they will believe that you sent me." After he had said this, he called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" He came out, his feet and his hands wrapped in grave clothes with a cloth around his face. "Untie him," Jesus told them, "and let him go." And today's key verse is John 11:40, where Jesus said to Martha, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believed?" You know, beloved, the raising of Lazarus has always been one of the highlights of the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. I mean, it is a irrefutable revelation of his divinity. And so Jesus reminds those, to Martha, reminds Martha, you know, if you'll only believe, you will see God's glory. And, you know, everybody just kind of, "Yeah, we'll see the glory on the last day, on the resurrection, when you come back for all the saints through all the ages, blah, 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 blah." But folks, don't put too much on the sayings of Jesus, and don't take away from the sayings of Jesus. Jesus said, if you will believe, you will see God's glory. And then he turned around and called Lazarus from the dead. Beloved, I'm wondering just how many resurrection miracles you and I have missed, how many resurrection miracles you and I have missed because we didn't have the faith. Let's pray. Holy Jesus, I place my faith in you, knowing that you offer me life everlasting. I believe that you have come into the world to make God known and to reveal God's glory. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow we'll be in John chapter 13, where Jesus demonstrates the meaning of love and servanthood. But until tomorrow morning, may God's richest promises